ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Many had expected this year's Victorian state budget to be a brutal reality check, with the government forced into deep spending cuts to reduce ballooning debt. And while there's been a reduction in spending and some popular programs axed or delayed, there are no new taxes and some of the state's most expensive infrastructure projects are still going ahead, even though a couple of them are delayed. That's despite debt payments expecting to peak at $25 million a day. Annika Smethurst is the Age's state political editor and has been poring over this budget. Annika, welcome.
Good to be with you.
You've characterised this budget as a bad news budget. Why?
It depends, I guess, which side of the ledger you're on. But I think in a cost of living crisis, you know, when people need services, there's sort of no denying what people are going to miss out on. There is a sweetener. If you've got kids at a state school, you'll get a $400 credit. That's per kid. So if you've got a few kids, that could be quite lucrative next year. But it's really the only good news. Behind that, you know, a lot of things they promised, and problematically for the government, some of these during the election, such as more hours of government-funded childcare and preschool, the airport rail project, which we've been talking about since the last 60 years, really, two new hospitals in the Arden precinct, which they promote in North Melbourne. That's all either heavily delayed, or in the case of the hospitals, won't be going ahead because of some issues and is going to have to be moved. So I guess, you know, we've always been advocating they do need to do more to rein in the budget. And when you look at the sort of debt, you know, debt's now forecast to hit $187.8 billion by 2027-28. And as you rightly said, that means sort of $25 million a day for Victorians in interest payments. So I guess the hard decisions need to be made. It's whether the government have done it in the right area, because you also flagged some of those projects they're going ahead with, particularly one which many of your listeners may have heard of, is the suburban rail loop. It's the most expensive infrastructure project sort of in the pipeline. It's not due to sort of open for decades, but it really is very pricey. So I guess it's the priorities that they've taken that we've really called into question.
It's Premier Jacinda Allen's first budget in the top job. Of course, she replaced Daniel Andrews, who stepped down. What are we seeing here in terms of her priorities and how she's different to the former Premier?
There's been a lot of calls for her to actually really define that, because, you know, what our polling always said about Dan Andrews was he was polarising, but people respected him. And our pollster always referred to it as being like the dentist. You don't always have to like your dentist, but people trusted him to get the job done. And since he came in, there has been a significant drop in support for Labor in their primary vote in Victoria. And she has had calls to really define herself. Now, what she wants to do is talk about families and children. She said that when she came in, she created a new portfolio, the children's portfolio. And she was out yesterday saying this is a family's budget. And I think what they're trying to hinge that off is, of course, the $400 they're handing out to people with kids. It just depends whether that's enough of a trade-off. You know, people with younger children might have hoped to use some of that free kinder or preschool that was an election promise that they announced to quite a fanfare, I think, in combination with the New South Wales government back in 2022. That's been pushed out significantly to the fact that, you know, if you thought you were going to get your kid there, they might be in high school before the hours get to you. So, you know, yes, there are elements of family in this, but it definitely won't suit all, you know, family circumstances, given the sort of range of cuts.
You mentioned the suburban rail loop. The government has seemingly locked it in, committing $34.5 billion for its first stage. Now, the Liberals say Labor has hidden a cost blowout of up to $6.9 billion. Is this project still a big risk for the Allen government?
Look, you know, when we take on debt, any, you know, sort of state or government takes on debt, it is usually considered okay if you're going to build services for the future. You know, we sort of, they'll be paying it off, but they'll be using the train line. The problem is the state, you know, the position we're in at the moment is more significant than in terms of where our net debt is. It's the highest debt in proportional terms to the other states. It's higher than at the peak of the Kane-Kerner sort of era, which is often flagged as a pretty bad time there for Victoria financially. So, this project is set to be, and look, they will say this isn't the exact cost, but the Parliamentary Budget Office has looked at this and said it could be upwards of $100 billion by the time it's finished. So we don't know, you know, how that will look by the time it gets out. But if you're just going on what they sort of announced yesterday, there was sort of some significant figures on current blowouts. So the budget actually added up how many months it would take to complete all of the state's more than 600 budget-funded projects. And the timeline has actually blown out just in the past year by about 26%. So if you sort of say, you know, the timeline for that, and of course that includes costs and we can't get workers and supplies, if that's blown out by in the last year by that sort of amount, you know, taking on a project that's over $100 billion is obviously going to have a few problems. And of course, this rail line is a sort of orbital loop around Melbourne and suburban areas. It is a tunnel, but that, you know, drilling is expensive. There's a lot of existing buildings because it's not right on the outer. So there's no way there won't be, you know, cost blowouts. There hasn't been one project built in this city which hasn't faced significant cost blowouts. So I guess it's just about whether this should be a priority now, which seems to be the current debate.
Annika, of course, the federal budget is in under a week now. State budgets, you know, are different. They spend money on different things. But of course, the inflation fight is a national project. It doesn't know state boundaries. And of course, inflationary budgets are a risk. Is this an inflationary budget?
Look, the ratings agencies have sort of said there is problems built into this around inflation, both because of, you know, its potential to in some ways drive it, but also when you look at sort of the presumptions they factored in it going down. And that's not necessarily the case. You know, we are getting mixed warnings on that. So there are some sort of built-in presumptions. Another one they make is that the rivers of gold from Canberra will continue to flow. We're getting a big GST payment in Victoria relatively this year, and they've sort of made an assumption that that might continue and inflation might go down, which is a sort of best-case scenario. I will be in Canberra next week, and I think it will be really interesting going into it because even ahead of it, Tim Pallas used some of his speech yesterday to sort of highlight how much he thinks Victoria gets a raw end of the deal and they'll be wanting more money out of Canberra.
Annika, thank you.
No worries.
Annika Smethurst is the Age's State Political Editor.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.